Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. You're going to have to stay with us now for some days because Pastor George is here and we're talking about what I call God's success formula.
Yep, that's
George
right.
George calls it no more limits.
Yep.
So you could say either one.
Either one and it'll work.
Hallelujah.
Gloria, it's so good to be on the broadcast with you again.
And I love having you, George.
I just want to remind everybody that these outlines are available to you on kcm.org. Gloria, all of them are. All 217
Praise
outlines
God.
On prosperity.
I'm going to preach some of those outlines.
You can have at it.
Okay.
You've already preached it to me, so we put it in outline form and it's available to you. All of them are available to you. You can research the Word of God.
We need to put those in a book.
I think we should. I agree with you. We'll do that. Gloria sits here at this desk and she's given me about 5 book projects to work
on. George does.
And we'll do it. We'll do it. Gloria, we're talking about no more limits or how to enlarge our capacity for
That's
faith
good,
to believe God. And we're talking this week about how to do it. And yesterday we talked about you have to feed on the Word. You've got to feed on the Word.
You have to do also.
Tell me.
You have to start where you are. Don't think
because
you don't know very much, you'll never get there. No, none of us knew.
No, that's true. That's true.
But we started.
Yeah.
And we kept on. And that's what you do. And then the more you know, the more you want to know. You get hungry for it because it's blessing and it's all the things you desire in your life,
mm-hmm.
personally,
yeah.
materially, your family, how to lay hold of the good things of God.
That's good encouragement to start right where you are.
Yeah, that's right.
And start in the Word. Start reading the Word. Start developing a daily regimen of reading the Word of God, feeding it down.
Knowing that this is God talking to me.
That's right.
This is my life.
Come on now. Preach it, Gloria.
Okay.
That's awesome. That is. It's God speaking to us. The Word of God is God speaking to you and me personally.
Yeah.
And whatever He says we can have, we can have.
See, that's faith coming.
Yep.
You can read the Word of God all day and all night for 10 years,
mm-hmm.
but if you don't take it as God talking to you and something that's real, a Word that's real and it'll come to pass in your life,
that's
you won't
exactly
act
right.
on it and you'll never enjoy it.
That's
so
exactly
what is,
right.
What is the Bible? We might cover this one day, but the Scripture says, Joshua, I think, said, meditate in my Word.
Yep.
God said, meditate in my Word day and night so that you'll prosper and you'll be able to do it.
Well, that is actually one of the scriptures.
Let's take a look at it. Okay.
In Joshua 1, and let's see, you were going to start in verse 6, I believe. It says, be strong and of a good courage. This is to Joshua. He was getting ready to go to battle. To take the land that God had promised them.
He'd been given a big job.
He had been given a big job and he had stepped into Moses' place. I mean, here's a guy that's been following Moses all of these years.
He's seen a lot.
He has.
Seen a lot.
And he was a good servant and he followed Moses and now it's his turn. Now it's time for him to do this. And God is about to give him what Sister Gloria calls God's success formula.
That's right.
Now listen to this. He said to him in verse 6, be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I will swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded. Turn not from it from the right hand or to the left that you may prosper wherever you go.
Now what's that saying, George? That say do all of it.
Yeah, do all of
and
it.
And you'll prosper.
Yes. And I wanted to mention to you also, before we read verse 8, which is very important, when he says here, do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left that you may prosper, he's really talking about something we discussed last week about enlarging your faith, and that is being single-minded on the Word.
Yes.
You stay focused on the Word of God all the time. Keep your heart, your mind, your words, every day on the Word, don't turn from the right hand to the left. What we read from Proverbs chapter 4, attend unto my Word.
Pay attention to it.
Pay attention to it. Here's what we're supposed to do. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. In other words, we are to confess the Word.
That's right.
We are to speak the Word. Speak the Word only. Then you shall meditate therein day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then what? You shall have good success.
Yeah. Meditate in the Word. Think about it. Apply it to your life.
That's it.
Say it.
That's it.
It's mine. You know, like the people that have followed our ministry know that we believe God for a house, to pay cash for a house.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were, you know, we knew these things. We started that
right
when we started believing God for a house. But you have to, it didn't just jump out there all
come
of a sudden
on. That's
built.
That's it.
You know,
yeah,
and paid for.
Yeah.
You had to believe God for it. Believe you
went,
receive it. Take it when you praise.
I was hearing Kenneth preach about this a few weeks ago, talking about the process that you went through in building that house. And I remember, I mean, you were applying the Word of God to it. And I remember at the old house that you were in before this one here, we used to come in through the mud room.
Yeah.
I guess that the mud room area. And I can remember one of the first times that I came through there. You walk through and there was a bookshelf. Just shelves. But these weren't just books. These were architectural digests.
Oh, yeah.
And they all had little colored stickies in them.
Oh, yeah.
And I would stand there and look at that, Gloria, and think, she's getting a vision.
I
she's getting a vision for this house. I remember another day that we came into that house, and you had laid out on the dining room table plans. And we were all standing around. I think Kelly was there and John. We were all standing around looking at this house, and you had little pieces of paper that you're moving for furniture in the different rooms.
Mm-hmm.
You had gotten the vision on that. You were meditating in the Word about it, and it was building such a vision that you had to go to Kenneth and say, we've either got to do this or we've got to let it alone,
yes,
because it's
right.
getting so big on the inside of me.
The longer I waited, the bigger it got.
And that's what happens, Gloria. As we meditate
that's
the Word, the Word gets so big on the inside of us.
That's right. It takes substance.
Yes.
It begins to have substance. Faith
that's it.
Is the substance.
It's the substance of the things that are
we
hoped for.
At one time, I hoped for that house.
Yes.
But it didn't have substance. But when I applied the Word to it and stepped out in faith and began to put it on paper and all that, it took on itself substance.
And you would meditate on the Word and meditate
and
on that house.
It is.
And the Lord literally painted the picture on the inside of you.
And we've been in the house about 15 years now.
Right, right.
And it has been such a blessing to us, such a blessing. Glory.
Every
and
time.
It was all paid for. We paid as we went. And we spare
right.
nothing.
every time we go in the house, Gloria, it never fails. Every time
it's
I just look
awesome.
Around and just take in the beauty of it. And Gloria is an amazing designer.
Oh,
and,
George.
And decorator. And I mean, we've been studying you for years and years and years. And I even think about you. Sometimes we'll walk through our own house. And just the influence that you've had on Terry and me, the influence that you've had on Kelly and John and how we decorate our house. We always keep the Gloria factor in mind.
Well, that's a
because
blessing.
It's,
thank you very much.
You've taught us how to apply the Word to our situation.
Yeah. Whatever
and believe God for the best.
Mm-hmm.
Because He wants to offer us the best.
When you don't have any money, you have to believe God, so you might as well just believe Him.
You
for
might
the best.
As well just meditate on the Word. You know, I shared this with you before the broadcast started today, that just over the years I've collected just different sayings and thoughts that others have said about meditating on the Word of God. The one from Brother Hagin, the most spiritual people that I know are ones that spend time meditating the Word.
Yeah, thank
just
you.
Meditating
applying
on the Word.
It, yeah.
Kenneth, he said this again and has written about it, that meditation in the Word enlarges your capacity for faith.
That's right.
So there are times when I will just take the Word into my office at home. I'll sit in my prayer chair and I will just sit and I'll just begin to meditate the Word of God.
Apply it.
I'll just say, Lord, give me your thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about this? What do you think about the future of the church here? What do you think about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit? Give me some new thoughts that I've never really quite considered before. Show me some things that I've never dreamed of before. Show me and reveal to me what you want this to look like or how we want that done. And I'll just go to the Word and I'll take...
And He does it, doesn't He?
He does. It paints the picture on the inside of what He wants. And then as we declare the Word and speak the Word, that becomes the reality in our lives.
Yeah. What is that scripture about? Did we read the meditation scripture, day and night scripture?
We read this day and night scripture, but Gloria, there's another one that we need to read, and that's over in the book of Psalms, Psalm 1. And this is one of my favorite scriptures. I just so love this scripture. And I just take time and meditate on it, and it just, it builds on the inside of me a capacity to see things I've never seen before.
Yeah.
I want to see what God sees. I want to see what He envisions. I want to get a picture of that. You know, this is interesting, Gloria. Before I came here to work for you all 40 years ago this year, I was at ORU. And I've been thinking about this lately. The Lord showed me the end from the beginning. I'll tell you why. When I was at ORU, Oral Roberts was the premier broadcaster, Christian broadcaster of his day.
Mm-hmm.
When Terry and I were there, they had a weekly program on Sunday. Mm-hmm. They had prime time programs and television that they were doing. Terry was working on crew. I was on crew. And the Lord showed me what a major ministry looked like. And then He took me from there and brought me here. At the time, we had 12 people on staff.
Mm-hmm.
No television, barely on radio. And the Lord showed me what the end was going to look like. And now, 40 years later, look where we are. We're in a television studio on our property, preaching from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. Well, that's what happens. The Lord will show us the end from the beginning. As you meditate on the Word, He'll show you what your house is going to look like. He'll show you what your future is going to be. He will reveal these things, what your job is going to be. But we have to spend time meditating on the Word of God in order to be able to build that on the inside. In Psalm 1, it says in Psalm 1, verse 1, "Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. He doesn't stand in the way of sinners. He does not sit in the seat of the scornful." But what? His delight is in the law of the Lord. Or you could say there, his delight is in the Word. He delights in the Word. Like Gloria Copeland delights in the Word.
I do.
If there's any woman that loves the Word of God, it's Gloria Copeland.
I enjoy
she She impresses that upon all of us in the family, impresses it upon you, but she truly fits the description. Her delight is in the Word of God, and in His Word do we meditate day and night. That's important right there, that phrase, day and night.
Meditate the Word, one meaning of that is to apply it to my life.
Mm-hmm.
You get in that Word and you apply it to
that's good,
to
Gloria.
Your body, to your life, to your family, your future.
Yes.
Glory to
so
God.
So you sit and you meditate the Word and you begin to apply it to your own life. How does this, like Kenneth says, you ask, how does this apply to my life?
Yeah. Now, personally, people, you know, they think about meditating as gurus. But personally, to me, it's just receiving it to myself.
Yes.
This is God talking to me.
Yes.
This is what He says to me. I'm applying, let's just take healing. I'm applying that healing scripture to my body. To me, it's applying more than just, you know, but when you do take a scripture and you meditate it, you do see into it more. But to me, the thing is acting on the Word.
Acting
That's
on
the
it.
Key right there.
Well, like you said, in healing, you can take the 103rd Psalm. He heals all my diseases.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you take that scripture and you begin to meditate on it and
you meditate
see yourself.
On it and you act on it.
Meditate, you act
Do
on it.
It.
You see yourself healed, completely and totally healed. You meditate and allow that Word. Well, one of the words, and I wrote a few words down here on what meditate means. It means to ponder. It means, these are over in the notes here on part
I was looking at Joshua 1:8 about
meditating. Ponder, imagine, to think about. It is fixing your mind on the Word.
Yeah.
It's setting your thoughts on the Lord. It's spending time. Keith Moore said this. It's spending time beholding Him in the Word of God.
Yes, amen.
Oh, isn't that wonderful?
Now here in Joshua.
Yes.
In
yes.
verse 7, Joshua 2:7, the Lord said to Joshua, He had a big job. I mean, He was going to have to take territory. Only be strong, only be thou strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do all of the law, or all of the Word, which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left. Get on the Word, think about it,
right.
meditate it,
right.
apply it to your life
yes.
for us.
Yes, yes, yes.
And do it, that you may prosper wherever you go, wheresoever
that's
you
good.
Go.
Prosper. That's good.
See, that's what we did, George.
Yes.
We started
yes.
out with nothing. We didn't have any money. We didn't have a good house. We had a little rent house. We had a used car. And we began to apply what the
right.
Bible said
right.
to our lives.
Right.
I mean, you know, we just began to, if we saw it in the Word, we believed we could have it.
You took it.
And the Scripture says, believe you receive when you pray. So we began
yeah.
to, instead of just saying, I need this, I want this, I got to have it. We began to take that Scripture,
yes.
whatever it
yes.
was, that met that need, and we applied it to our lives. That's faith. That's what faith does. Faith reads about,
Glory.
He bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. By His stripes you were healed. And faith says, I am healed. I've been healed. Jesus bore my
Praise
sicknesses.
God.
I'm healed. That's taking it.
That's taking it.
That's what we
yeah.
have to do. That's what we get to do.
That's exactly.
And that's what changes.
Exactly. And
changes
what you were reading here, the book of the law shall not
yeah.
depart out of thy mouth. You shall meditate
right.
therein day and night. There's
right.
that phrase, day and night again.
Mm-hmm.
Apply it. Then, so that you might observe to do according to all that is written therein. And the result, you'll make your way prosperous.
Yes.
You'll have
Hallelujah.
Good success. And listen to this, Gloria. I wrote this in my Bible. This is the Amplified translation. You will deal wisely
oh, yeah,
in the
good.
Affairs
that's
of
excellent.
Life.
That's excellent. Look at this, George, in verse, what is that, 9?
Mm-hmm.
Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage and
yes.
don't be afraid.
Yes, yes, yes.
And don't be dismayed.
Right,
that's
right.
That's part of it. That's part of the success formula.
Don't be afraid.
Well,
that's good, Gloria.
See, when we found out
yeah.
that the Bible says owe no man anything but to love
right,
him.
Right.
We made that commitment.
Yes.
Although we didn't have anything at the time. We
right.
didn't well, we had a used car, but we didn't have a house, you know, and had used furniture and stuff. But we mm. made the commitment to do that, to stay on the Word of God. If the Bible says don't borrow money, we're not gonna borrow money.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't believe we'd have to do without. We believed God would provide. If
that's
He
right.
says that, then that's a better way than what we've been doing, because we were in debt at that time. So we got out of debt. We quit borrowing money.
Yeah.
We lacked nothing.
Yeah. Well, you spent some time meditating on Romans 13:8.
Yeah.
Stay out of debt.
Owe no man anything but to love him.
And you meditated on that
that's
scripture.
Right.
We've got just a couple of moments left here.
It was fun.
Well, listen, look at page 2, Gloria. I'm just going to hit a couple
okay,
of these
go.
Scriptures. In meditating the Word, Isaiah 26:3, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. I like this. I found this perfect peace in the Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
It means shalom, shalom, prosperity, prosperity.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
A double prosperity.
That whole thing is good, George. Read it.
That's what perfect peace is. When you keep your mind stayed on the Lord, or you meditate yeah. on the Word, you will keep your mind in perfect peace, which that means shalom, shalom, prosperity, prosperity, completeness, soundness, health, contentment, nothing missing, nothing broken.
Now that happens when you get your mind renewed.
That's it.
You know, you get your
That's
mind
it.
In agreement
yep.
with what God says. And you can live in perfect peace.
Exactly.
Whatever
exactly.
comes up, you'll have the answer for it.
I like the Amplified translation of that scripture. You'll guard him and keep him in perfect peace and constant peace,
mm-hmm.
whose mind, both its inclination and its character, is
Hallelujah.
Stayed on you because he commits himself to you, leans on you, and hopes confidently
yes,
in
amen.
You.
Isn't that awesome?
Wow. And then what I did here, we really don't have time to go into great detail, but it's on these notes for you. This is from The Laws of Prosperity by Brother Copeland. He said, remember, the basic fundamental law for establishing your heart in the covenant of God is meditation on the Word of God.
Thinking about it, applying it to you, taking it, doing it.
Doing it. You must commit yourself to the fact that God's Word works.
It does.
Meditation is fixing your mind on the Word.
Yeah.
And then he gave, listen to this, he gave these seven steps to help you learn how to meditate God's Word. Number one, apply the Word to yourself personally. Number two, allow the Holy Spirit to make God's Word a reality in your heart. Number three, carefully ponder how this Word applies to your life.
Yes.
Number four, dwell on how this Word from the Lord changes your situation. Five, place yourself in agreement with what God's Word says about you. Six, see yourself as God sees you.
Praise God. Seven, begin
to realize the integrity of God's Word. Now, that's why they need to get these notes, Gloria. And I would recommend, I'd like to also recommend that you can order this online, The Laws of Prosperity. I'll tell you, I'm in the process right now of reading the book and listening again to The Laws of Prosperity. That was taught many years ago, but how applicable it is for today.
It works.
The Laws of Prosperity, he goes through, Brother Copeland goes through these steps in greater detail, and also in Gloria's book, God's Will is Prosperity, you also talk about meditation in the Word of God. And what I've done in their notes, Gloria, I've added portions of the chapters from your book and Kenneth's book so that they can have those in the notes.
Right.
We couldn't go through it today, but it's there for them, for their research. So,
hallelujah.
Gloria, we're going to meditate on the Word, and our faith is going to grow.
Let me just say this. I've got 1 second.
Okay.
We have never gone after anything like that. Believe God for it, a house, a car, an airplane, a healing, that we didn't receive it.
It works. That is
the
something.
Word works.
That
get
is
it in
something.
Your eyes, in your ears, get it in your heart,
that's it.
Put it in your mouth and apply it. You can have it. Glory to God.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.